Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. As this week marks Fort Lewis College students coming back on campus and gearing up for in-person learning starting on Monday, we are joined with President of FLC, Tom Stridicus. Tom, what is it like to have the students coming back on campus and bringing some life back to FLC?
Seeing people in three dimensions is a wonderful thing. Yes, we are back in for our spring semester. We will have students living in the residence halls. The majority of our classes will be in person. And we can go in there, but we'll have a really regimented testing protocol. We're testing every student, every staff member before in-person instruction starts on February 1st. And just keeping those pillars of mitigation up. We know distancing, masks, and limiting social interactions are really the best tools we have right now against the virus.
As so much is changing daily, moment to moment, with COVID-19 and this new variant arriving, for you and your staff and team at FLC, Tom, what have you learned and what will change from the fall of 2020 to spring of 2021?
Well, one thing we didn't do in the fall that we are doing in the spring is testing everyone coming in, including off-campus students. So interestingly enough, it really was that there were no cases of classroom transmission of COVID at Fort Lewis College. So we created a safe classroom space. The danger spots for our students really were obviously social interactions that they may have had, but also work situations and the town itself, the places that we are learning from public health that are dangerous in terms of disease transmission. So here's an exciting thing. As of now, we've run about 1,500 tests, and I believe we have only seven or nine identified positives. So what that tells me, Sarah, is that our students got it. Our students actually are practicing the pillars of mitigation, and we're coming in with a good base. That we had a good base in the fall. So I'm hoping that the education that we've done in concert with our public health faculty, public health leadership in our county, continues to have an impact on our students. And it's so important, not just for our students, really, but for the whole town, if we want to keep things like schools and vital services open, because it's really important.
This community aspect, Tom, when Fort Lewis had to close their doors for in-person learning and in November, Fort Lewis College certainly could have stopped their testing for COVID because campus wasn't open. Let's talk about that decision to keep it open for community partners.
Well, even prior to our closure and essentially right in that time as November, as we were peaking throughout Durango, we had been working with county manager of La Plata County, Chuck Stevens, and Leanne Jalon, public health, to create slots within our testing program for vital county services, education workers, early childhood workers, and we're a community partner. And I think COVID in the fall showed us, you know, Fort Lewis doesn't operate independently of the town, and the town does not operate independently of Fort Lewis. And so if the town is safe, Fort Lewis is safe. If Fort Lewis is safe, the town is safe. And so we made extra spots available on our testing program, extra lanes, ran the program over the holiday, so that key community partners could take advantage of testing. Really, everything that we think about, you know, keeping our students safe is our first goal. But the second goal here is really thinking about how we keep the overall community safe.
You are never one to shy away from hard topics, even outside of COVID, whether it be Black Lives Matter or George Floyd or the insurrection at the Capitol. You've always made it a voice at Fort Lewis College to speak your mind of equity and where you stand. The polarization right now that is in our community, whether it be public health or a new administration in the White House, how does that play out on campus for you and where you stand?
Look, I mean, this is a little bit like, we would say to our children when we were raising them, use your words. You know, words are fine. We want to have good debates and discussion. We want that discussion and debate to be grounded in reason and science. Masks aren't political. Masks are about protecting my students who work at Albertsons, who were putting their life on the line. social distancing is not political. It's about public health and it's about science. Yeah, look, there's always things on the margins that we're trying to understand, and there's always tension points, and that's why we debate things. That's why we write letters op-ed, and that's all fine. But there's science and there's reason and there's data, and colleges are grounded in that. They've been grounded in a sense of reason from their inception. And we believe that our approach, and again, the data would bear it out when you look at our numbers in the fall, our approach was grounded in science, and we did a great job. And we would really ask everyone in the community to listen to public health and do their job to help us get through the pandemic.
As school starting here, in-person learning next week, how are our Fort Lewis's College numbers looking? I know that there was like, well, are people going to want to do this? Are they going to want to do the remote thing? Are people really buying in, the students buying in and wanting to commit?
Yeah. So remember, the majority of our classes are in person with basically around 55-ish percent just normal in-person classes, a few hybrid where, because of the class size, it's one section is online and one section is in person, and about 20% that are just more the pure online. But our enrollment is really strong. Again, we won't know until what we call census day, which is the last day that a student can drop courses. But as of now, the trend looks great. So we're not in that moment. We're definitely not declaring victory yet, because there are many days between now and the time that we actually count. But the trend line is very positive.
Tom Strudikas, president of Fort Lewis College, is there anything else that you'd like to add for our listeners here today?
Well, I think you allude to it, but I would say, look, our country's gone through a lot. We saw a violent insurrection at the Capitol. We saw horrible things that really threatened our democracy. And this is a time, I think, that higher ed plays an incredibly important role for us to understand our values, for us to be able to have disputes in a civilized manner, for us to be able to argue with each other, and then move together towards some type of collective action, or if we disagree, to do so civilly. It's really what we model in higher education. I'm very proud if people could drop in and even see our poli-sci club as an example. We have people from different spots of the ideological spectrum, and they argue and they debate, and then they go home, and that's a great thing, and they leave it there. And so, again, I would just encourage all of us to realize it's a tense and passionate time. It's been a hard year. Let's be civil. Let's bring out our best selves. It's an amazing community, and I think we can do it. And let's learn from the young people at Fort Lewis, who seem to do it really, really well most of the time.
Tom Strudikas, best of luck starting off this 2021 spring semester. We appreciate your time here today, and thanks for listening to KSUT.